Okay. So, Hannah, what was the first time you remember playing games, and what was your reaction?
Well, I would say I was about 10 years old. It was Christmas. We were with our classic 50-plus person Christmas party in upstate New York. And all of a sudden, there was just this man standing in front of the entire family, shouting, getting everyone excited.
You mean, when you say shouting, you mean providing clear directions?
Well, first there was shouting. First there was shouting to get the attention. Then came the very clear directions on how we were all to form into multiple teams, and we'd be given clues. And to get the clue, you had to have one person from the team run to the man, this uncle. His name is Uncle Matthew.
Okay.
And get the clue, run back to your team, and then act out the clue. And it really resulted in quite a good amount of pandemonium, which was in fact what the game was called.
That was the name of the game. In fact, I should have created this as a commercial game. Because I think that somebody did that, and I could have been a multimillionaire, but never mind. So,
spoiler alert for our listeners, the man who was giving the clues is Uncle Matthew, who's conducting the interview.
Okay. So a lot of games can be fun, but sometimes the incentive is lacking. So can you talk about any of the aspects that made people really want to try harder?
Well, we have a very unique incentive system with the games we play at Christmas in our family. And it's abbreviated as PMP, points mean prizes.
Correct. I like that. I like the recall.
So if you win the game, if your team amasses the most amount of points, you can redeem them for any one of the classic kinds of Christmas prizes that one might expect to find, such as erasers shaped in all sizes and forms of animals. Ping pong boards.
Exactly. But what you're trying to say is quality.
Quality prizes from the dollar store.
Yes.
The amount and combination of which you will never see ever in your life, except at the points means prizes redemption table.
Excellent. So this happened when you were age 10. Would you be fair to say that every future iteration of this was repetitive, or was it always just something wildly exciting that you just couldn't control your anticipation about?
And there's definitely the latter.
Not leading the
witness
there.
Not leading at all, yeah. I will say that every game was different, even though it was the same structure of the game. So no clue was repeated twice, which sometimes was blessed when the clue was Velvet Underground and you needed to act that out in front of other people.
Yeah, so the intention of these games is really to bring smiles to people's faces, but I have on some occasions felt the wrath, particularly of members of my own family, and I did feel as though I was a bit in the doghouse, but it was all in the spirit of reaching deep into one's imagination. Did you think that sentiment was appreciated by everybody or not?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We could not have had the Christmas celebration without points means prizes.
Very good. Well, there we go. It's all there. Go forth and play games.